I got married recently, a year ago. It was a very traumatic event, because I had formed a life in which I was comfortable, which I had mastered, and one of its features was the recalcitrant beloved, or the absent beloved, or the thorny beloved. And I married someone who threatened to make me happy. This was very frightening. And right before we got married, I was really distressed. And he understood the source of the distress, and he took my hand and he said, "Well, Louise, you know, I can't promise to make you unhappy." And then he paused, and then he said, "You might try reading the newspapers." Anyway, it's a poem that I wrote for my husband, which is called "For John," which is his name. Look at my hand, poor beast, too frightened to be fed. It holds to what it knows. A whole mind can be like that, like a sky ruled by the clean black of directive, when the limbs are free of blossom and subterfuge. There are lives sustained by negation. Do you know what it means to let go?